We're continuing in the Chazon Ish in the Emuna uBitachon. The Chazon Ish has been describing the fantastic order that we are witness to as we look at the world. The Chazon Ish began the book by describing that tremendous yearning that we have for clarity, to recognize that there is a creator. And the Chazon Ish said, well, look at the order in the world. And so he continues to describe the order we witness, and he says, we're up to the fourth paragraph. Ra'a ha-yotzer, the one who fashioned the world, saw sha'adayin en ha-chayim mefachim an matkuntam im lo yiyeh kesher ish im re'eyu. Things aren't going to be the way they should be if there won't be communication, if there won't be connection between one and his friend.
I could actually go in and...
So there is this need for connection. Be'olam shekulam chershim ve'ilmim natul kol erech. In a world where everyone is deaf and mute, lacks any value, ve'en bo shum mamash, there's no essence to it. Ve'tov mimenu hatov, it would be better if the world were void. Amad v'tiken mechona mitzachzefet kolot meshunim. So God created the special machine within the human being. There's this contraption within us that can squeak and make all kinds of voices, weird sounds. V'anu kurin lemechona zo peh. We refer to this contraption, to this machine within the human being, as the mouth. Uchnegda tiken mechona, and corresponding to that mouth, God created another capacity within the human being, some machine, mitpa'elet v'nirgeshet mikol tnuat kol, a machine that's affected by every movement of sound. V'anu korin mechona zo ozen, we call that machine the ear. V'al yedei peh ve'ozen nivret safa medaberet ish el reo, and by use of the mouth and the ear, so there was created the language that people speak to their friends. V'hi adam lenefesh chaya l'ruach memalela, and as the verse says, man became a living creature. And the Targum translates, a communicating creature. Leruach mimalila. Life is about communication. Life is about the capacity to speak, to express one's thoughts. Aval ma yitron l'adam tach tashamesh? Im hukash b'safa medaberet vozen shomat. Im odenu chasau de'a v'chadal bina. But what benefit is there to man under the sun if he has language to speak and an ear to hear, but he lacks knowledge and understanding? Nimshal kabehima, then he's like an animal. Kishoro chelesev, like an ox eating grass. V'rtzon borei olam livro adam chacham, God wanted to create man intelligently. Mechukam beolamo, man who will master his world with his intelligence. V'litzavoto nagid al kol ha'yitzurim, God wanted to entrust him with the responsibility to be master over all creatures. Vayita shorish chokhma b'mocho u'mata da'at b'libo. So God planted the root of wisdom in his brain and planted knowledge in his heart. Lavin v'laskil b'chol asher tachta shamesh. To understand, to know, to synthesize all information that he sees under the sun. ואומנם מי ששכלו חד וחריף יכול להיחלץ משסף החיים הגשמיים ולתרומם במחשבתו מעל כל הקיים בעולמו ולהשקיף מלמעלה על כל החיים של עולם התחתון, רואה את עניין החוכמה המורכבת בגבר קרוץ מחומר כאחת החידות הצמאות. This is a long sentence. ונפשו תתעלף מרוב החשק להבין סודה וירחוקה ממנו. But, says the Chazon Ish, I just explained that part of the formation of humanity involved the formation of the capacity for intelligence. But if you're sharp, and if you could pull yourself out of the mode of the cycle of life, of physical life, if you can separate yourself, if you can elevate your thoughts above the world the way we know it, the world that we're accustomed to, if you can look as an observer onto the world, if you could pull yourself out of the world and, so to speak, look from outward in. What's that called? Viktor Frankl spoke about that. What's that called? What's the word for it?
the concept. One speak to your friend, second
person. From the outside or in? To be able
out
to.
Respect it, like out of
respect.
Out of respect. Third
person. Okay, so in other words, there's a good word for this that we're all missing. But this is the idea. If you could. If you could just view the world as an outsider for a minute, so then you would see that this idea that a human body that's actually something so physical, that a human body would have the capacity to have wisdom, well, that's one of the great riddles, one of the great mysteries of the world. If you think about it, how is it that this body has intelligence? I understand how the body functions. I don't understand that you'll tell me there's a brain, and I'll say still, but what's going on in there in that brain? So you'll tell me about neurotransmitters and everything else. Yeah, but I still don't understand. How does intelligence work in a physical body? If you think about it, you realize that there's something going on here beyond what we understand, and one can faint from desire to understand the secret behind it, and at the end of the day, you know, it's beyond you. You don't really understand. You'd like to understand how we understand, and you don't understand how we understand, right? Uh-huh. Menachem, you with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you ask me, I'd say he is tantalizing. He is touching on the idea of the soul and saying, you'd like to understand, wouldn't you? But you don't. You're going to spend your life not understanding what it is. I'm not sure why this is a greater question about intellect than it is about life in general. But okay. He mentioned life. But now intellect, he says, is its own question. Okay. That seems to indicate that his what's bothering him here is the contradiction that the body seems to be all physical and intellect seems to be spiritual, and how do you fuse the two together? That seems to be the direction he's saying, but maybe I'm not one of those intelligent people who can lift himself above the world and look back in and understand this question that should really be bothering me. Maybe I'm not there. Okay. עוד יגדל מחזה הפלאות התהפכות השכל הבלתי מוגדר במושגי הגוף ואין לו לאורך ולרוחב לעדות לא זקנה לגשם אזרח וביות האדם עולל גם שכלו בבחינה הזאת. There's another phenomenal concept when it comes to our mind, and that if you look at it, it's mind-boggling, and that is that the mind, or more accurately our intelligence, is not measured the way our body is, with length, with age. The body, you gauge a body. Is it young? Is it old? Intelligence, you don't gauge. You measure a body. You can't measure intelligence. And yet, when a person's a child, his intelligence is on a child's level. And it's one of the joys of parenting. When you start seeing children repeat the same behaviors, you know what's coming. You know your child is going to go through that stage where you pour them a bowl of cereal and they do this. And you know they're going to go through that stage where you put food on their tray and they throw it off. And they wait and they look over the edge of the tray to see that it hit the floor. You know they're going to reach that age where they try to tell you shh and they stick their finger up their nose trying to tell you shh. You know that there are stages that every child goes through. The stage where they discover their feet, where they eat their feet. It's an important stage. But you see the mind developing. You know they're going to go through that stage where they shut their eyes and imagine you don't see them as they're stealing sweets. You know they're going to go through that stage where they hide something behind their back and think you don't know they're hiding something. Stages in development. They hit that age where they lie and they think that if they lie then the truth changes. Stage in human development, the stage where they steal, the stage where when they're caught they just don't know what to do and they say nothing. They stand there as though the world has to change. I was caught, now what? Stages, and every child, every normal child goes through those stages. And as a parent, it becomes amusing to see how they're to them it's all original. to you, you start saying, okay, so you're there. We're ready for that one. We haven't discussed the teenage stage. So there are stages. To him, he's very original. He's very smart. But you see, the mind is developing. The child's mind is developing. He's at a different stage. Every child goes to that stage where they push things into the bath and watch. And then they throw things into the toilet and watch. And it's the most amusing thing to see. Wow, something fell. It's interesting. You know, they sell those gates for your porches because every child goes to that stage where he throws everything out of the porch. I found credit cards, our credit cards lying at the bottom of the porch. Everything, they all go through the same stage, but that's where their intelligence is holding. So you have something which is developing. The body, we understand, is developing. We see it growing. But intelligence, how is that developing? As the child grows, his mind grows with him. How wondrous are the paths of wisdom. But how hidden are the paths of understanding. That they gave the foundation for the chosen of all creatures, the human being. So this is the next step in the fantastic order that we are witness to as we live our daily lives. And he says, this is another aspect of the great order you see in the world, something which is going to help us to recognize there is a creator, to reach that answer that we're seeking.